Do you think I flirt with Corey?
Good morning to you, too. You look good.
Thank you. Do you think I flirt with Corey?
Yes.
I don't mean to.
I know. I think sometimes you just sort of spaz out with excess flirtatious energy and it just lands on anything male that moves.
Anything male that moves? As opposed to anything male that doesn't?
Well, like certain kinds of coral.
I'm definitely gonna have to kill myself.
Why?
Because you think I'm all like, hey man, check me out.
No, I don't. I think you're like, I'm charming and mysterious in a way that even I don't understand, and something about me is crying out for protection from a big man like you. It's very hard to compete with, especially as married women who've lost our mystery.
Lost? You are totally mysterious.
No, I'm weird. Weird and mysterious are two very different things.
I'm weird.
No, you're quirky. Quirky and weird are two very different things.
Peggy, I think there is a distinct possibility that I am profoundly and irreversibly screwed up. Despite that, I love you and I promise to no longer flirt with Corey.
Maggie, I'm not worried about you and Corey or me and Corey or you being irreversibly screwed up. Maggie, you've been like this since we were kids. And all I'm thinking is, now that you're aware of it and that it hurts people's feelings sometimes, maybe it's time to get on with life and commit to someone of your own, like Bob, if he's the one.
I know. Is there anything I can do to make it up to you?
Well, there's always the thing that brings warmth to my heart, and that is Duckbill Platypus.
Duckbill, that is only funny in like Camp Birchwood on a
just do it
trip with the tent and my leg is the pole and it's raining, and you know, that's the only time that's funny.
Let's just see. Hehehe